Welcome to the Philosopher's Notes podcast, where Brian Johnson shares one of his 1,000-plus favorite big ideas from notes on 100 of the greatest self-development books. Today's big idea comes from James Arthur Ray's great book, Harmonic Wealth.
Who will you have to become? Quote, I remember years ago hearing one of my mentors say, decide to be a millionaire, not for the green slips of paper, but for who you'll have to become to get there. That's what we're doing together, expanding who you are in all of the key areas of your life so that you'll grow into the person who can create all that you desire. It's really not the goal completion, but the growth that comes in the process that your spiritual self truly desires. I promise you'll never get a desire, a true desire for something you can't achieve. Never have, never will. When you get a real desire, it's your higher self saying, come on, this is what you're capable of. This is what I have in store for you. It's the greater, grander you, echoing backward through time. How cool is that? Now, the only question is, will you heed the call? It was the great mythologist Joseph Campbell who stated, the big question is whether you are going to be able to say a hearty yes to your adventure. Well, what will it be? End quote. That's brilliant. There's a lot of mojo in that passage. First, as Tony Robbins says, you can see the notes on him, who will you have to become to achieve all that you want? As James says, the goals are great, but the real beauty of the future pull we feel from the universe is the opportunity we have in the quest to manifest our intentions to become the extraordinary person we're destined to be. Fact is, remove the goal and you've lost the pull and you've lost the opportunity to shine. Regarding the divine inspiration of our desires, I love what James says there, and Emerson provides an echo. Emerson says, quote, there's nothing capricious in nature, and the implanting of a desire indicates that its gratification is in the constitution of the creature that feels it. Translated, nature doesn't play games. If you have the desire, you have the ability to bring it to life, period. Emerson continues, our desires presage the capacities within us. They are harbingers of what we shall be able to accomplish. What we can do and want to do is projected in our imagination, quite outside ourselves and into the future. We are attracted to what is already ours in secret. Thus, passionate anticipation transforms what is indeed possible into dreamt-for reality. And finally, he says, do that which is assigned to you, and you cannot hope too much or dare too much. With that, I'd like to cue angels singing Alleluia. That's amazing. So what do you really want in your life? Your true desires, the stuff you really feel pulled to, not because you want to outdo the Joneses or impress the world, but because you really feel called to be, do, and have it. Those desires, they aren't yours. They're God's. Our job is to align with the divine impulse and become the person capable of co-creating them. And the only relevant question comes from Grandpa Joe Campbell. See the notes. He says, the big question is whether you are going to be able to say a hearty yes to your adventure. Well, are you?